This is Best of All. Tonight, the music of Victor Herbert with an all-star cast including Anna Mary Dickey, Thomas Hayward, Earl Wrightson, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. National Broadcasting Company presents Best of All. This is Kenneth Banghart speaking as we bring you another in a series of programs inspired each week by an outstanding composer or performer in the fields of musical comedy, operetta, and motion pictures. On our first program of the new year, we have three truly outstanding vocal stars, Anna Mary Dickey, Thomas Hayward of the Metropolitan Opera Company, and Earl Wrightson. With the orchestra conducted by Skitch Henderson, they bring us a colorful and melodic concert dedicated to one of the greatest and most beloved figures in American musical history. Now, here is the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth Banghart, and welcome, everybody. Tonight, I think we're starting the new year right on Best of All because we're going to bring you the best of Victor Herbert. I don't think that I know of any popular composer whose music is so well loved by the public. Musicians admire his sound artistry, and everyone loves his great gift for melody. Of course, we're especially happy tonight to have with us such concert and opera stars as Anna Mary Dickey, Thomas Hayward, and Earl Wrightson. We wish you all of the best in the new year, and tonight we're trying to bring you the best of all of Victor Herbert's music, Mr. Banghart.
And of course, Skitch, Victor Herbert was famous above all for his musical comedies and operettas. In a period when most of our popular music was written by Tin Pan Alley tunesmiths with little musical background or training, he raised the standards of our appreciation. However, he never took himself too seriously, and most of his songs have a gaiety that appeals to everyone. Earl Wrightson sings a lighthearted tune for Mademoiselle Maurice, I Want What I Want When I Want It.
Though fools may prate of the married state and the evils of bachelor life, I'm happier far than the married men are who are cursed with a shrew of a wife. I drink my fill if I have the will with friends who are tried and old. And oft when the company's good I stay, I may not come home till the break of day. But if dinner is waiting and I am away, there is no one to nag me or scold. For I want what I want when I want it. That's all that makes life worthwhile. For the wine that tonight fills my soul with delight on the morrow may seem to me vile. There's no worldly pleasure myself I deny. There's no one to ask me the wherefore of why. I eat when I'm hungry and drink when I'm dry. For I want what I want when I want it. I want what I want when I want it. The fireside joys with the fuss and noise of children who fight and squall may do for the man on the home-staying plan, but it wouldn't suit me, not at all. Of course, your life, if you have no wife, is lonesome at times and slow. But whether you marry or not, they say, you're bound to regret it either way. Let those who are single be sorry who may. I'd be sorrier married, I know. For I want what I want when I want it. That's all that makes life worthwhile. I can find, if I will, lots of good fellows still, who will give me a welcoming smile. So there's no worldly pleasure myself I deny. There's no one to ask me the wherefore of why. I eat when I'm hungry, and drink when I'm dry. For I want what I want when I want it. I want what I want when I want it.
Victor Herbert dominated the musical comedy and operatic field for many, many years. His first musical play was presented way back in 1894, a production called Prince and Ananias. 28 years later, he was represented on Broadway with Orange Blossoms, for which he wrote one of his most memorable songs. Anna Mary Dickey sings A Kiss in the Dark.
I recall the mad delight.
The music of Victor Herbert has been a part of our lives through many periods. He gave us unforgettable melodies from the days of the gay 90s to the roaring 20s. And of course, his music has been discovered and rediscovered by every generation since. Thomas Hayward sings a selection from Princess Pat, which was first heard in 1915, the Neapolitan Love Song.
Is evening and the sun is at rest, the shadows now fall. In the heavens already a star is shining. And softly as the night drops her sable mantle, for all there's a nightingale singing of his love for a rose. Madly my heart is beating as I long for my hour of meeting. Vision of beauty and grace, I await your embrace of vain your dear eyes burning, steadfast, faithful, and true to me. Tell me, when shall I again caress you? Kiss you, only tell me when. For me, I long to press you, darling, fondly, within my
For many lovers through the years, Victor Herbert never wrote a sweeter serenade than Sweethearts, sung now by Anna Mary Dickey and Earl Wrightson. Listening to Best of All, and tonight we're bringing you the music of Victor Herbert. Part two of Best of All will follow after a pause for station identification.
Stay tuned for more of Skidge Henderson and Best of All over most NBC radio stations.
This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All. Tonight, our special program of the best music of Victor Herbert stars Anna Mary Dickey, Thomas Hayward of the Metropolitan Opera Company, and Earl Wrightson, with the orchestra conducted by Skitch Henderson. Although he wrote 45 operettas in 30 years, the creative genius of Victor Herbert also found expression in instrumental compositions. We hear one of them now as the orchestra offers Spanish Serenade. Victor Herbert, who was born in Ireland and received his musical training in Germany, first came to America in 1886. At that time, he was an obscure cellist and got his opportunity to come to the United States because of his fiancée, Teresa Forster, an operatic soprano. When she received an offer to join the Metropolitan Opera Company in New York, she insisted that he be given a position in the Met Orchestra. Within the next 10 years, this young cellist established himself as the outstanding comic opera composer of his time, with productions like The Fortune Teller. Earl Wrightson sings the outstanding song from The Fortune Teller, The Gypsy Love Song.
The birds of the forest are calling for thee, and the shades and the glades are lonely. Summer is there with her blossoms fair, and you are absent only. No bird that nests in the greenwood tree but sighs to greet you and kiss you. All the violets yearn for your safe return, but most of all, I miss you. Slumber on, my little gypsy sweetheart. Dream of the field and the grove.
Can you hear me? Hear me in that dreamland where your fancies rove. Slumber on, my little gypsy sweetheart, wild little woodland dove. Can you hear the song that tells you all my heart's true love?
Everyone has his own Victor Herbert favorites, but one very beautiful melody, perhaps not as well known as some of the others, is chosen now by Anna Mary Dickey. She sings the Angelus from Sweethearts. Perhaps because of his own international background, Victor Herbert was attracted by the music of many lands. The scenes of his operettas included countries all over the world. But no matter what inspired the music, it was always gay and romantic, touched by his own individual genius. From The Rose of Algeria, Thomas Hayward sings Rose of the World.
My life, I love thee. I love thee till the day when from the skies the stars shall pass away. My life, I love thee. Rose of the world.
close by tenderest wine above my heart. In all of the Sultan's gardens are roses sweet and fair, and some are proud and royal, and some are soft and rare. In all of the Sultan's gardens, no rose is blooming now, as fragrant or as tender, as sweet and fair as thou. My life, I love thee, I love thee till the day when from the skies the star shall pass away. My life, I love thee, rose of the world thou art, and close thy tendrils twine about my heart. As dreary hours that pass and leave me sad and lone, while the I wake my dearest one, my own, my life, I love thee, Lord of the world, and close my canvas fine above my heart.
When Victor Herbert died in 1924, he left a little piano solo which had scarcely ever been used. 15 years later, in 1939, the melody was arranged as a popular song and immediately became a favorite. Victor Herbert's music was so lasting in its appeal that he was represented on the hit parade 15 years after his death. Skitch Henderson and the orchestra bring us this melody now, Indian Summer. Thank you.
In the music world, the name of Victor Herbert means much more than just the music he wrote. He's remembered not only for his melodies, but as a warm-hearted, generous, and friendly man. Out of concern for his fellow songwriters, he helped lead the fight to establish the rights of composers. It was largely due to his efforts that the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers was formed. So his influence lives on in the work of ASCAP, which helps to maintain and improve fair practices in the music world. But in spite of such interests and the convivial social life, he always kept on writing. It was in 1910 that one of the most successful of all his operettas was first heard. Earl Wrightson reminds us of what a thrill it must have been on the opening night of Naughty Marietta to hear such songs as "'Neath the Southern Moon."
Tell me, kindly fortune, tell me, if my love shall ever faithful be. Tell me truly if my ever-growing passion is returned or lost, forever lost to me. Queen of hearts, you rule forever. Queen of hearts, with power shall ever grow. No, I'll look, I'll see no further. For if 'tis lost, I cannot, dare not know. Neath the southern moon, oh, love so warm and tender, by the southern sea, oh, love so warm and free. Neath the spreading shade of palms in sweet surrender, while the breezes perfume laden drift from sea, in the southland where the scent of sweet magnolias keep the soul in dreams of longing ecstasy, where the tropic blooms so rare breathe their languor on the air. Let me dream and love and live for thee, for thee.
Every Christmas time, we're reminded of the debt we owe to Victor Herbert in a very special way. One song of his seems to capture not only the spirit of Christmas, but of childhood itself. Anna Mary Dickey sings "Toyland" from Babes in Toyland.
Through, you'll all become a beast of earth.
With the passing of time, Victor Herbert has become a legend, and his music has become a part of American life. One generation passes his songs on to another, and surely for generations to come, young lovers will be thrilled by this melody from Naughty Marietta, sung by Anna Mary Dickey and Thomas Hayward. I'm falling in love with someone.
I have a very strange feeling I never felt before. 'Tis a kind of a grind of depression. My heart's acting strangely, it feels rather sore. At least it gives me that impression.
My heart can sleep madly without any cause. Believe me, I'm telling you truly. I'm gay without cause, then sad without cause. My spirits are truly unruly.
For I'm falling in love with someone, someone, girl.
I'm falling in love with someone, head of world.
Yes, I'm falling in love with someone.
Been listening to Best of All, and tonight we've tried to bring you the best of all the music of Victor Herbert. Our guests were three brilliant concert and opera stars, Anna Mary Dickey, Thomas Hayward, and Earl Wrightson. The orchestra was conducted by the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson. And a special word for our friends in the nation's capital. At Constitution Hall this coming Saturday night, January the 8th, our own Skitch Henderson will appear with the great National Symphony Orchestra as guest conductor in works by Copland, Rimsky-Korsakov, and Prokofiev. Fay Emerson will be guest narrator. We hope we'll see you all there in Washington this coming Saturday night, January the 8th. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us next week
when we'll bring you another program of Best of All. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by George Woodson.
This evening, join the telephone hour on the NBC Radio Network.